Tom Luce, probably the closest thing we have to a Renaissance man in Dallas, Texas. He's done everything. He started Hughes and Luce. He took on the war on drugs in Austin. He closed billions of dollars worth of deals working with the Perots. He's been involved with the Supreme Court as the Chief Justice pro tem. And now he's taking on what Texas is going to look like in 2036. Tom Luce joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is the real challenge. Everybody was, so we're still seeing pictures of the centennial. Now you're talking about the bicentennial and what the state's going to look like. Just the in-migration we've seen in this state in the last decade, I got a feeling it's going to look a lot different.
It really will. And the issue is, what will it look like and how will we accommodate the growth, continue to grow, but grow in such a way that we will continue to attract people. It'll be a place where people want to live, raise a family, do business. And I don't think that's going to happen without having a vision and a plan for where we want to be.
I think I see where you started, because if you go to the Texas 2036 website, you've got one of the most incredible and intuitive web databases I've ever seen. I mean, I could see how many people get an education in a county, how many people graduate from school, what percent of the roads are in disarray. Is that the first step?
It is, and I think it's a necessary but not sufficient step. But I think it's necessary because I think we need data to break the polarization, apathy that exists in our state. And I think we need to make sure that we get facts into the middle of the discussion to start the discussion. It won't finish the discussion. But I think that we need to take a hard, honest look. Where will we be in 2036 if we keep doing what we're doing?
So you've got a group together. You're identifying, I guess, where we excel, but also the problem areas. And is it everything? I mean, do you go from infrastructure to education to environment? Is there any cap, any limit?
Well, yes, in the sense that what we want to do is focus on what we believe are the main economic drivers, education, health, infrastructure, natural resources, criminal justice and safety, and government performance. Now, there are other peripheral issues, but if we don't get those right, then the state won't continue to grow and prosper. And when I say grow and prosper, I mean in the right way. We have to make sure it works for everybody. And we have to make sure that it's a place that has a great quality of life. But we believe we need to focus on the main things. The main thing needs to be the main thing. And let's focus on those main issues.
Fight the most important battles. So.
Correct.
So you're a think tank. So you've got a group together. You identify the main issues. Now, do you come up with the ways to solve them, or do you present the problems to people that can do something about it?
A little of both. What we want to do is find the best minds across the state, and I mean across the state. This isn't Dallas-centric or Houston-centric or I-35-centric. This has to work for everybody in the state. So I've been traveling all over the state to find the best minds to work on the problems and construct what I call draft 1.0 of a plan. I call it draft 1.0 on purpose, because then we need to engage the public in a discussion about what they think about the draft.
All right, I see the broad sense. Can you give me an example and walk me through it?
Sure. I think, for instance, we need to convene groups all over the state to talk about what kind of education system do we really want in 2036? What would we like a child to be able to accomplish in our education system? But not just a child, an adult. How do we think about reskilling? How do we think about upskilling? And to accomplish transformation of an education system, you can't do that overnight. You can't do it in one session. You can't do it in two sessions. So you have to have a strategic vision. I like to say, I've got 7 grandsons, and I tell them, when you get on the highway, boys, you ought to know whether you're going to Oklahoma City or Laredo. It matters what direction you're headed. And I want us to have a vision of where we want to be in 2036. And then we'll work backwards as to a tactical plan of how much of that you can take on at one point in time.
But, you know, using your analogy, when you get off in Oklahoma City, you're going to meet certain kind of people that think a certain way. And when you get off out of the car in Laredo, they're going to be vastly different.
You bet. And that's why we're at the beginning. We're gathering input all over the state. I took 82 trips on Southwest Airlines last year, all within the state, visiting with people all over the state, great diversity of racial, ethnic, gender, age. And in addition to meeting with what I'd call everyday citizens, we're trying to engage the best minds. So I've been to visit the Hart Marine Institute, the A&M Transportation Research Institute. You know, I'm trying to employ the best minds and engage business leaders all across the state, citizens all across the state, on really thinking about what do we want the state to be like. You're old enough to remember Eric Johnson once did goals for Dallas. Sure. Well, we don't have goals for Texas. We don't have a vision for Texas of where we want to be. And I think we need to start with an aspirational vision of what we want the state to be like in 2036.
You know, you're I don't think you'll ever be able to build a consensus among all these diverse groups. But I guess you can synthesize what you learn.
Well, you may not be able to come to a synthesis and get everybody on board. But you know what? Perfect cannot be the enemy of good. And if we get 80% of the population on board on six big things, then we can make big strides.
Are these things that are ultimately going to require legislation? I mean, state legislation or government involvement or local school boards?
Yes, I think they are. My personal philosophy is private sector creates jobs, but the government provides the infrastructure that makes that either easier to do or harder to do. You know, the private sector can want to expand their employment base, but if they can't get people to work, they don't have enough water to drink, run their plants, they can't expand. So it takes a public-private partnership, and we want to focus on what the government can do to facilitate that, not control that, not direct that, but help encourage that.
Do you have a deliverable that you promised and a date?
Yes, next year, and probably I hope by mid-year, we'll develop what we call a draft 1.0. Now, it'll only be a first draft. We'll then have to engage people all over the state. And, you know, but when I was a lawyer, I always wanted to do the first draft of the contract. I always laughed and said nobody ever signed my first draft, but at least I started the discussion. And I want to lay out a first draft using the best minds I can find across the state, and then let's talk about it. Let's debate it. And I think that the younger generation wants to be involved, and they want to help to shape and determine the future, but they're not engaged right now. We need to engage them. And they understand the use of data. They understand the use of information. And I also believe that there's a vast preponderance of our population that's not engaged in the political process right now. Yeah. And I think we need to give them something to be for, F-O-R.
Tom Luce. If anybody can do it, I know you can. Tom Luce is among a long list of titles, chairman of Texas 2036. I'll see you at the bicentennial. It'll be at Fair Park, I'm sure.
I hope it will be. I hope it will be. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for the time. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.